Welcome in to the Special Football Friday edition of Football 24/7 as the Philadelphia Eagles kicked off their rookie mini camp today, day one. Johnny Mack, John McMullen, was down in attendance at the NovaCare Complex. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Friday evening, brother?
Doing well. I got to see the rookies in their new digs, the new numbers. That's exciting for people, and talk to a bunch of guys on their first day as Philadelphia Eagles, really, from an on-field perspective.
All right. Who stood out to you today, Johnny Mack? We can start with the pressers early. You know, anybody stick out? I always like to ask about them just because, you know, I think you learn a little bit more about the players, especially when they're new. It's one thing to talk to Jalen Hurts, you've talked to for 5 years. It's another thing to talk to somebody new. Anything stick out from the pressers today that these guys spoke about?
Yeah, I mean, something. Colin McCord mentioned that Scott Leffler, who's the new quarterback's coach, gave him his first college scholarship when he was in eighth grade over in Mount Laurel in South Jersey. And people knew that Kyle was going to be a big-time prospect by that point. That's how early. Now things have changed a little bit with NIL, but eighth grade, he was the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator at Boston College. And he offered a scholarship to Kyle McCord in eighth grade. And the weird part of that is the two have stayed in touch for that entire time, even though Kyle ended up going to Ohio State, Syracuse. Scott Leffler went to Bowling Green to be the head coach. Always checked in because he liked him so much. And now the two are working together, which
how
I thought
about that? Was a little Scott Leffler influence in the draft, yeah. Johnny Mack.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Well, yeah, you know, I think that's cool. It's a sixth round pick, I don't think. But
yeah, but hey, if you're picking, oh, well, you know, I got a couple quarterbacks here. You know, anybody got input? And Scott Leffler puts his hands up. I like this Kyle McCord guy. Well, you know, I think that happens, right? I mean, I think they're all on the board on that at that point, him and Howard and a couple other guys.
Yeah, he mentioned even, he went a little bit before Will Howard. So I'm sure, Scott did put in a good word, but they've been wanting to work together for a long time, and they finally get to work together in the NFL, which is pretty crazy.
Yep, pretty cool. Johnny Mack, going onto the field, man, who stood out? I know, just give us the kind of the rundown. Obviously, the 10 draft picks, there was a bunch of undrafted guys there, and obviously the rookie camp invites as well. Anything worth a note? I know it's worth telling the people, obviously, Jahad Campbell did not have his helmet on or anything. We kind of anticipated that, obviously, with the injuries. But
I hope people didn't expect that. So I hope people are not disappointed because you haven't been listening. Yeah, he had shoulder surgery in March, so nobody was under any thought process that he might be on the field practicing. Rookie, he did go out there with his jersey on and stretch a little bit. So it was cool to see him out there, but it's going to be a while before he's cleared from that surgery. Probably not going to have, definitely not going to have OTAs. We'll see if he can get back at some point during training camp. But yeah, he's a longer term process for the Eagles. It's not about how we kind of said that yesterday. Excuse me, when he went on Sirius and said, you know, it's not a day one training camp thing. So going to have to be a little bit patient with Jahad Campbell, but that's not unexpected.
Anybody else stand out, John, from the rookies? Saw some stuff. Smile Munden looked pretty good out there. What stood out to you in terms of just the way these guys are moving around, your first impressions on what you took away from the players?
Yeah, not much. Again, it's like a regular season practice, so we don't get to watch the whole thing. We just get to watch stretching and the first couple periods of individual work. So, not much to see, to be honest, from a standpoint. I mentioned a few things. You know, McCord looks, you know, he carries himself like an NFL quarterback. I think you see, you know, the two big offensive linemen, they started out Cam Williams at right tackle, and they started off Miles Hinton at left tackle. So I think that tells you something. Pete Kendall's Drew, Pete's his father.
Right.
Obviously was the center. So there's your offensive linemen, how Jeff Stoutland is starting them. So, you know, Cam, I would say Cameron Williams has the inside track to be the heir apparent to Lane Johnson, a long-term prospect, and Miles is going to work on the other side. Interesting, you know, both talked about playing guard, so don't throw that out the window.
Very interesting.
I think a lot of people assume, because most teams are like that, well, they're too big to play guard. Jeff Stoutland ain't like that. He just put Mekhi Becton at right guard. Right.
I think other teams are learning, by the way. I got a report today that the New York Giants are moving Evan Neal to the inside. I think other teams are going
to
start
last pitch effort to try to save his career, but with the Giants at least. But so they both talked about it. And they both look too big, but guess what? They're not bigger than Mekhi Becton. So I wouldn't throw it out the window just yet. So they got a lot of bodies to work. Bunch of tryout players in. Our guy Malik Carden show. He's not going to make the team. How's he going to beat out Dallas Goedert?
You got to be kidding me. The guy that everybody's been telling me, watch the tape. This guy could be a starting tight end. He doesn't even show.
Nope, wasn't even there.
Oh, my goodness.
I checked in with somebody. They don't know. So I don't know. Sometimes, you know, one of the things I went through this a couple years ago, I said to one of the Eagles PR people, I said, can you give us a heads up on the tryout players just so we can do a little research on these guys? And he's like, wait, we can't, because sometimes there's travel issues. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes they get a better offer from somewhere else and yada, yada, yada. So
right.
I asked about him, but nobody seemed to know because evidently.
You told me another team could have swooped in and gave him a couple extra baby peanuts on top and lured him that way?
I don't know. Maybe missed his flight. I don't know. You know, but he wasn't there. Nor was he on the roster given to us, which includes all the tryout players. So, yeah, he's not going to replace Dallas.
Not that any of our great educated listeners thought that, Johnny Mac. But,
some did.
Yeah, well, I know. But Jahad Campbell, I know we didn't do anything, John. Or it wasn't, you know, it wasn't out there. Obviously, he had the surgery last month, so we don't expect him to move much out there. But how did he look? Did he look like an NFL player? Sometimes you have takeaways, initial takeaways. And I know it's just the eye test, but some dudes look like NFL players. Some dudes, not so much. How did Jahad Campbell look out there?
Well, they kept him far away from us. He was farthest away, at last one on the line, farthest away from the reporters. But, from that standpoint, it's just a matter of, you know, he's listed as 6'3", 235, which is plenty big enough to be a linebacker. Not plenty big enough to be an edge rusher. But, again, Eagles want him to be more of a flexible piece, a weapon, so to speak, defensive weapon. So, you know, he's a first round pick. He looks, you know, for the guys like Drew Makuba, you know, he's small. I mean, it shows up. So, you know, and that's why he's a second round pick. If he was probably 205 instead of, they list him at 186, I think they're giving him a couple pounds. They're putting a couple quarters in his pocket.
Wow, even at 186, you think that?
Yeah, he's small.
So you're thinking this guy, he's 180, 185, 175?
I'm guessing 180-ish probably. I'm probably giving him about 5 pounds. That's usually what they do. Which, you know, it's not that big of a difference between 180 and 185. So
any work on the field for Makuba?
Yeah, he was out there. But again, I mean, I'm not gonna bullshit the people. We don't see anything. You know, just running through a couple drills. He's done that his entire life. He looked fine. You know, they all look fine running through drills. They had a bunch of tryout receivers in. Malik Knowles, he was a great punt returner at Kansas State, and I think he tore his ACL. He looked like an NFL player. You know, amongst a bunch of small, they brought in a bunch of small receivers. So, you know, they brought in, I'm just looking at my roster here with the tryout players. They brought in Ife Adeyi, who's from Sam Houston, listed as 5'10", 175. A Marion Brown, 5'8", 170. So, and there's a couple other ones. I'm trying to find them. Taylor Morin was listed at 185. Bunch of just tiny receivers. And then, which we had somebody mentioned that Nasir Morgan, his cousin, he was there. So hat tip to him. He's a big dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he said in the super chat he was bigger. Like
six, yeah, he's 6'5", 6'5", 210. So he stands out. People love big receivers. So he'll be if he tryout player. So if he does get a 90-man roster spot, because they do need a body or two.
I agree. They're thin at wide receiver after the big two, obviously. I know they got Dotson, but after that, it's really slim pickings.
Yeah. And I would say Montrell Johnson, a running back, undrafted kid from Florida. He looks like an NFL running back.
Nice. We talked about him. You talked about him. You thought, I mean, he was a guy that we thought could have got drafted. So he went undrafted to the Birds. Good stuff there. John, moving along. How was Ty Robinson out there today? The Vanilla Gorilla. I listened to his press conference. I was able to catch some of that because I was working, so I didn't catch them all. But I did catch his press conference. He's a well-spoken dude.
Oh, yeah, he's impressive. I said that. He's impressive, be pre-med and carry 19 credits and play high-level college football. That's pretty impressive. Big dude, big physical. It's funny when I say that. He's, like I said, he looks like a WWE wrestler. You know, he's got a great physique. But he's undersized for, playing defensive tackle in the NFL. So I think people are going to look at him. You mentioned the nickname. He looks like a big, powerful guy.
Yeah, but he does.
I remember when Pat Williams, I don't know if you remember Pat Williams, just a big nose tackle, big fat guy who can move a semi-trailer. Yeah, well, Bills and then Vikings, mainly Bills. But he's great on both. Just a massive, massive, so strong, so strong. But, people see bodybuilders or what, and they think they're the strong ones and the really, 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 really strong. If you ever see the
world's strongest. It's like dad strength, John. Sometimes that strength, you just can't see it,
The Pat Williams one, and Pat got knocked for PEDs at one point, rightfully or wrongfully, and people would say, how could he be on PEDs? I said, he's training a little bit differently than what you think he's training for. He's not training for
aesthetics.
He's training to be strong. He's the strongest guy in the freaking county. So I don't know if he should have been or shouldn't have been, but that's why I think people are going to look at Ty Robinson and go, wow, that dude's powerful. Well, we'll see.
Right. See how it matches up against the offensive line. See how it matches up against Landon Dickerson, for crying out loud. We'll see on him. Good stuff
for him. There's a strong guy. Good. Yeah, that's a more – Landon is freaking powerful.
Yeah, real powerful. You can tell by the way he plays the game too. And when he goes up against big boys. John, continue moving here. Mac McWilliams, how did he look out there? He's a smaller dude. I heard him speak about maybe testing the slot, testing the outside. They're going to try and maybe use him in some different ways. What'd you see out there with Mac McWilliams?
Which, by the way, he said he started outside. Keep that in mind, because that's how the Eagles do it. He played outside corner in college, so they start him at outside corner, and then they grow it from there. Ultimately, I think he's going to be a slot player. We'll see how it shakes out. Isaiah Rodgers sometimes is undersized as well, and he was able to hold up pretty well on the outside last year when he got opportunities, got a big contract out of it. So I'm not saying it's not possible, but I think long-term they're going to look at him in the slot, but they started him at outside corner, so – And Mac confirmed that. So that was a little interesting. A lot of tryout guys there.
Seemed like it. I mean, I saw you put the roster. There's a lot of players there. I mean, there's a lot of players for it. People think it's going to be the 10 rookies and the undrafted guy. There's like 30, 40 players there probably, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't count. I'll do it right now.
Wow. Yeah, heavy. A lot of people out there for rookie minicamp for the Birds. So good stuff there. John, a lot of people talking about Smile Mondon. Now, I don't know if you saw anything, but what'd you talk to him about, and what'd you think of that player, your first impressions on him?
Yeah, I like that pick. I've said it pretty consistently.
Yes, you have.
I think he's a really, really good player at Georgia. I think he's a worthy dart throw as a day three guy. I think, you know, he's very athletic. Eagles like that. This whole thing was a traits-based draft. Athletes, space eaters is how we called them. If he can hold up in the physical part of it, I think he could be a really, really good player down the road. And I think, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, he and N'Kobe are close, and he might be here to take N'Kobe's job long term. It's always a weird part of the NFL. Now, it doesn't happen that close to home usually because, you know, they knew each other from Georgia and all that kind of stuff. But so it'll be interesting to see how that develops. But, you know, and can he push Jeremiah Trotter Jr. In training camp? You know, he might be the day three guy that has a chance to get on the field, at least early in the season, until N'Kobe is back and Jihad Campbell is back. He might be able to get on the field earlier than people expect.
Yeah, and you mentioned the other guys, the offensive linemen who were taken. Obviously, they were lined up. Drew Kendall was your center. You had right guard. You had Cam Williams, left tackle. Right tackle. You had Cam Williams, left tackle. You had Miles Hinton. John, right guard. They had the big undrafted guy, right, from Rutgers.
Yeah, well, yeah, another example of you know, him using a big guy at right guard.
Yeah, he's 6 foot eight, right? He's a big dude.
6'8", 341. Holland Pierce with a wingspan of like an NBA center. He's got like 36-inch arms. And he's playing guard. So don't close the door on Cameron Williams and Miles Hinton playing guard. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see. John, you spoke of the running back, what's that guy's name? I'm blanking on his name. The guy you just mentioned from Florida.
Rochelle Montrell,
yeah. Johnson. You mentioned him. Any of the other undrafted guys stand out? We just mentioned, obviously, the Rutgers guard or the Rutgers tackle who was playing guard. Anybody else on the undrafted list, John, stick out?
Well, he's not undrafted. He was undrafted, but he's more of a veteran. A couple veteran guys, and Malik Knowles was one. He just looked like head and shoulders above everybody else at wide receiver. And he's gone through like one training camp. I think he was injured for the first one. But, you know, he was a good college player at Kansas State. So, you know, maybe there's something there. They brought in Michael Dogby from Temple. Local fans might remember him. He's actually a fourth-year player, so he was in on a tryout. Defensive lineman. I think he was a seventh-round pick a couple years ago. So he was in. And then you have the guys who were on the practice squad last year that are eligible, guys like Andre Sam and Dallas Gantz, they're allowed to participate. Lakin Bakali was allowed to participate.
Yeah, was he the left guard, John?
Yeah, he was the left guard. So I'm looking up anybody else. Gabe Hall.
How about that Carson Patu? Did he do anything out
there? Oh yeah, I should have mentioned him because he's a linebacker because we didn't know what he was going to be playing.
Right.
never played football. He's one of those guys, another Australian rugby guy. So they're starting him as a linebacker. Carson Patu. Now he's a tryout player, so
which is an uphill battle because you already have Vakalahai, right, or whatever the other guy.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
His name is, so you only have one international exemption, it's called.
Yeah, and by the way, the Eagles, I got to look that up. They may have changed that rule and given people two international exemptions, but I have to check with the league on that, because they're really, like I said, when they first started it in Mailata's time, and it didn't really factor in with Mailata because he was actually a draft pick, so he didn't have to worry about that. So, you know, they didn't need an exemption for him. Once you get drafted, you can't be an exempt player. So he was a little bit different. But back in those days when they first started it, they did one division. So one year the NFC East would have a four exemptions for the teams and could bring an extra guy on. And last year they expanded it to the whole league. And the Eagles got an exemption for another player today. And I can't find it, so I have to text them, but I'll try to find it. So I have to check with the league if they're allowing two exemptions now, which is a possibility.
Yeah,
so.
Pat Ryan checks and he says, we actually signed Vakalahai to a future contract. And I'm not sure if Pat's right here. We probably have an international exemption still. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, but but that would make sense if they did sign him to a futures.
Yeah, I'll have to check in with that. I do not recall him being a future signing. Lakin.
I didn't either. We'll see what happens there. All right, Johnny Mac. The other guy I wanted to ask about is APR, Antoine Powell-Ryland, the Virginia Tech kid. I like what he had to say in the press conference. What'd you take of talking to him, and did he look the part out there?
Well, again, very undersized. We're going to be talking about that because people are fired up about his college production. But, you know, typically doesn't have the arm length, doesn't have the size to translate that well to the NFL, and that's why he got picked where he got picked. But, hey, the Eagles need some help at edge rusher. It's not like Federico Marengues. Federico Marengues. I know nothing about him.
I can't tell you I do either.
But evidently they got an exemption for him. So I have to check what's going on about that. But he is from Puerto Rico, and he played at Florida Atlantic, offensive lineman. Federico Marengues.
What was the deepest position group out there? Not from a talent perspective, but from a body perspective.
Oh, I'm sure it was receiver or defensive backs. It always is. But I would have to do the math there. Yeah, they had a crap load of defensive backs in as tryout guys. And a lot of times you just Wyatt Eckler was in as a tryout guy, Austin Eckler's brother.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, related to Austin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he went to Wyoming. He's a safety. Eagles listed him as a defensive back, so maybe he's got some versatility. But yeah, and Eckler, and they had a bunch of – he's just a tryout player. He's not undrafted, signed. But, yeah, so.
Any way too early sleepers you think could make the – or have a chance? I'm not going to say you're going to predict they're going to make the 53, but any guys right now you think that have a chance to – you know, actually be a par, whether it's because the roster allows it or the depth at a certain position allows it. Any sleepers you think might have a chance to, you know, actually compete for a 53 today outside the draft picks?
Well, some of the undrafted guys, yeah. I mean, there's always one or two that make a push. Some of the tryout guys, that's very unlikely.
Yeah. It's just, I don't think we had any undrafted guys make it last year, did we?
No, but that's rare. And, it, you know, it might have the year prior they had three. You know, so, that's rare. Usually you like to show off for your personnel department, keep at least one or two. And I would lean towards that potentially happening. As far as who might be, I look at Max and Hook because you still have some uncertainty at safety. He's got the Quinion Rub as well. Plus, yeah, he's a pretty good player himself.
It's a good feather in your cap, though, too. You know, you have your college roommates with Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not going to.
Not everything, but you know, when you're splitting hairs, and you know, it's one guy or the other, maybe that gives him a little edge.
I mentioned, you know, Montrell Johnson. It's interesting because I think he's got a chance to sort of. Not make the 53, but beat out Ty Davis Price to be the developmental back on the practice squad. And, you know, Ty's pretty good back, but he can't catch. And already Montrell's, you know, Jamal Singleton's trying to teach him how to catch the ball properly. So that's a big thing. But I think he's got some talent. You mentioned the big kid from Rutgers, Holland Pierce.
Boy, I would say he's got a good chance, but man, there's a lot of offensive linemen here.
Well, that's the problem. The numbers game is just up. He's up against it from a numbers game. So, you know, the position they have somewhat of a need at. So my favorite would be Max and Hook. The safety from Toledo. He'd be my favorite.
There you go. We'll see how it all shakes out. Johnny Mac, one last question for you here, brother, or maybe two before we let you go. I got one, two things in mind. Give me one detail, one drill, one anything. Any, Johnny, give me from anything on the field. One thing you said, oh, that was interesting. One detail that stood out to you today. I'm making you pick one, John.
I've been going to football practice for 30 years. I've seen every drill. What? Why would it surprise
something
me?
Must have said made you go, something, John.
Well, no. Maybe, nothing, maybe. No,
you don't have one thing to share with the people of that you saw.
There's nothing. I don't know. We're not at practice. I don't know if people don't hear that. We get to watch stretching. Now, what stands out about stretching?
I don't know. Maybe Holland Pierce is a giant of a man. That could be a takeaway. Something, John.
Well, I go to practices with Jordan Mailata and Mekhi Becton. I've seen giants. And then individual drills. It's just Jeff Stoutland teaching the offensive linemen. You know, the wide receivers run through a bunch of cones, a bunch of drops. There's not real wide receivers out there. You know, the defense is in basically South Jersey, far away. They hide us They always hide the defense.
I'm sure the PR staff got in Jihad Campbell's ear. Hey, stay as far away from the media.
Now, basically how they always split it up, they're far away from us no matter what. So it's not like they're just doing it from Jihad. They always bring the offensive players close. The offensive line's close because Stoutland, I think, doesn't care. He's like, I don't care. We get to watch Jeff Stoutland teach up close. The receivers, we get to see. Running backs, we get to see. Defense, man, they might as well be in Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, man, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe it's
we're not. I don't know. We're not at practice.
Well, no. So listen, I'd rather – John, never change. I'd rather you should say, Xander, shut up. I didn't see a damn thing than lie to me.
Because I assume there's some people on Twitter saying, blah, blah, look like this and that's like that. I mean, we're not watching practice. We're in there for four periods of the practice, stretching some individual drills, and then we're kicked out like a regular season practice. In training camp, we get to watch the entire practice.
Right. So you get a lot more.
The entire practice. So we get to see them work against each other. We get to see 7-on-7. We get to see 11-on-11. We get to see all that stuff.
What's the reason for protecting this so much?
That's a good question. Should I ask that? The NFL. I think these should all be open. One of them. Every single OTA, every single rookie camp practice. They have another one tomorrow. That should be open. We don't even get to go down for that.
Because state-run media, John, is taking over. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's what's going on.
Every single rookie camp should be open. Every single OTA should be open. Mandatory. Mini camp is open. We get to watch that. But they only have one day, the Eagles. And obviously training camp is still open. The day it's coming, probably, unfortunately, when they cut out some training camp access as well.
All right, last question. We're going to take it from a viewer, all right? And you might shit. Be prepared, Twiz. You might get shit on too. That's all right. Twiz says, did anyone look like they didn't belong? How's that?
No, because everyone can stretch. I mean, the receivers, there were a lot of drops, I would say, running through the counts. But
not from our boy Rashid Mixon's nephew, right?
You know what? I got some video. I'll take a look. Who dropped it?
Send the video to me. I'll share it up with Jacob so they can see.
I don't want to kill some kid who's dropping the football. I mean, we're not watching football practice, so why shouldn't they? They're good
athletes.
Who was
the most elite stretcher today, John?
They're good. They're all good athletes. If you get invited to an NFL camp,
yeah, right, you're good.
You're a high-level athlete. So you look pretty good stretching, and you look pretty good running through a couple drills. They had some ball security drills, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I don't know. Are people blowing smoke up people's asses?
I think so, man. I went on Twitter and I'm like, I'm just excited to do this report because everyone's like, Smile Mondin looked great today. He's the one who's going to be the best chance to take over for somebody. I'm like, let me see what Johnny Mack has to say about it.
Who's what? They didn't see him do anything.
John can't pull one thing for us. And everybody's telling me Smile Mondin's like the next Hall of Famer. Holy moly.
You guys are being grifted, man. You guys are being grifted.
Don't get grifted. Johnny Mack brings you back to reality. John, great stuff, brother. We appreciate you doing it. A Football Friday nightcap edition here on Football 24/7. Your final thoughts before we talk to you on Monday, brother.
Smile Mondin's got a chance to be Fred Warner. There, is that how it does? Is that how it's done?
That's how people want it to be done. Now, we're not going to do it like that. Johnny Mack, well done, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate that's Johnny it. Mack, John McMullen. The number one Eagles beat reporter in town is Johnny Mack. Give him a follow on X at JF McMullen. Great job by him today covering the practice. They went down there for the rookie minicamp, went down there for that. I was trying, I was prodding, I was hoping to get something out of John, and it just didn't work. All right, so I tried my best for you guys, but evidently you can't take too much. You know, and I always say to people, I like that about John, right? Like, don't lie to me, or, you know, just be yourself. And I think that's part of what people love about Johnny Mac is that he won't blow smoke at your ass. So, you know, when you hear something from John, it's not smoke being blown. Okay. So well done by Johnny Mac. I'll take a couple comments from you guys before we dip out of here on a Friday night. By the way, I hope you all have a tremendous weekend. All right. I hope you all enjoy the time off or whatever you guys have. Maybe you're working, whatever you guys are up to. I'll be working. All right, I love what I do. We work. All right, let's work. So I'll be working, but I hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend and enjoy your weekend. We'll have a great week of content again next week. And we'll be following this whole season all along. So if you guys are on now, make sure you guys hit that like button for me. All right, and we'll continue to break it down as the offseason rolls on. And we have a lot of fun in the offseason too. You know, that's one thing I love about it is it's not as pressing of like, oh, you got to hit this topic. You can kind of open up some things and harder with John, but, you know, me and Sills will open up some things and talk about it. So I appreciate everybody being here. Dro, Brian, Kirsten, Bruce, Flexin. What's up, Flex? Flex, big Monday. What is it? Big Friday night, brother. So I know you're locked in for SmackDown. What else is on there? I saw somebody say there's a boxing match on. I love boxing. Is Ryan Garcia boxing tonight? Bruce, was it Ryan Garcia? I got to get that fight, man. Is that pay-per-view, Bruce? Senor, what's up, brother? Good to see you in here, man. Me and Senor were back. Speaking of boxing, this was me and Senor today, man. We were going at it, all right? Yeah, I'm definitely going to lock in on the boxing. I love Ryan, man. I like watching that guy fight. I like watching him fight. So he's also just a spectacle, you know. That's part of it, too. So he's got that down pat for sure. Lucius says, I might be the only one not excited about rookie Kev. Lucius, come on, Lucius. Lighten up, Lucius. All right. Bruce, thanks, bro. I'm ready for the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Is that tomorrow, Kirsten? I love the Derby, man. I was so upset, man. When I was in college, Kirsten, a bunch of my boys went from Bama, and I had just gotten surgery on my ankle. I had a major double surgery in the middle of college one year. Came home. My mom looks at my ankle. She's like, bro, you got to get to the ER. So I got rushed to the ER. All right. I went to the hospital in Abington. They put me in an ambulance. They rushed me to CHOP down in Center City. And I was under the knife in less than an hour. And then I had a second surgery like 3 days later on my ankle. I had like osteomyelitis, bone infection in my ankle. But it kept me from the Kentucky Derby, to get back to the point. Kept me from the Kentucky Derby. I was very upset about that. So all my boys went. It's definitely a bucket list thing to go to the Kentucky Derby, but I didn't get to do it. Is that who he's fighting? Raleigh Romero, whatever his name is? I'll definitely check that out. All right, I'll definitely check that out. So, boxing all weekend. Yeah, we got Canelo on Saturday. I'll definitely lock in on that too. All right, Drozone checking in. What's up, Dro? Good to see you, man. Hope everybody has a great weekend, as I mentioned. Dro, what are your thoughts on the loss of Milton Williams as a run defender? I don't think Milton Williams' specialty was a run defender at all. I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, that's what Jordan Davis is here for, man. That's why he just picked up the fifth-year option, all right? This is where I'm more worried about the edges as run defenders, Dro. I mean, Nolan was good at it, but Josh was good against the run too. So is the guy that replaces Sweat, is he capable of doing that, or is he just getting after the quarterback? That's the problem with Hufflepuff, right? I mean, even if Huff got competent at getting after the quarterback, he's not doing anything in the run game. So Milton Williams, my thoughts on losing Milton as a run defender are basically -0, -1. How about that? All right. Brian, I have no idea what you mean by that. All right. I don't know if that's like a derogatory comment toward me. I don't know if you're trying to shit on me. Z, what deck did you jump off of? Did you jump? Brian, I'm not sure what you're talking about, brother. You sound like my DMs the other day after my Jalen Hurts tag. Yeah, not a DMs. Like, jump off a bridge, kill yourself. Like, oh my God, it's a football take. Relax, people. Relax. But all good. All right. Any other comments? I'll cut a couple other comments, maybe. Smash the like button, Dro. I'll second that, all right? Make sure you guys smash the like button. Dro, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate you, all right? I could throw Huff in the ring. That's funny. Prince, good to see you, Prince. Hope you guys doing, man. Hope you guys doing well. All right. I love it. Bidding, I don't know what you were saying, my brother. I don't know what you were saying. Did my DM get lost? I got it, Kirsten. I addressed it this morning on the Birds 365 League giveaways. I'm way behind, Kirsten. I'm way behind. I'll get there. Don't worry. All right? I'll get there. All right? you guys taking vacations. Senor, do I look like the kind of guy that takes vacations? All right. Do I look like the kind of guy that takes vacations? If I do take a vacation, I bring my laptop, I bring the camera, I bring the mic, and we go live. All right. If I wanted to take vacations, I'd go get a job. This is my business, and I will be tending to it every day of my life. That's how it works, brother. I appreciate this, Senor. W Week Zay Flex, you're the man, brother. You know I appreciate you. Flex, that was pretty funny communication. Flex texted me to them, cracking up. He's like, yo, man, all these Eagles fans are after you in this Eagles chat. You really stirred them up this week. Flex, I won't repeat what I told you, all right? I will not repeat what I told you. I'll keep it between you and I, Flexing. I'll keep it between you and I. But I appreciate everybody keeping my name in their mouth, all right? If they ain't talking, then I'm not doing enough. So they're talking over there. I love it, all right? I love it. There you go, Flex. I appreciate you, brother. All right, everybody. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in here on this Football Friday, a nightcap edition, a good viewership in here. And I do appreciate each and every one of you. Hit the like button. If you're not and you want to, and you're thinking about it, become a member on the channel. It really helps us grow. It really helps, obviously, keep us on the air every day. The channel does cost a lot of money, so your guys' contributions go directly toward keeping us on the air, and it means a lot. So if you were thinking about becoming a member, certainly do that. You'll get your money's worth, and you'll have fun in the community here on Jacob's. All of our Super Chats this week, I'm going to give a big shout-out and a big thank you to anybody who drops a Super Chat. All right, if you drop a Super Chat, it goes a long way. Again, so I know Flexin had one this week. Prince always has Super Chats. Oh, a lot of you guys have Super Chats, but they go a long way. So I appreciate each and every one of those for every comment, for every like, for everything. Thank you all so much. See you next time, everybody.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards Program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.